Welcome to part two of Elvis the Man, His Music, and His Life. I'm Jerry Pippin. This is program hour number 8. The planned transition from rock and roll legend to Hollywood icon was well underway when Elvis came back from the Army. He came home to Memphis after 2 years serving mostly in Germany. Elvis was getting ready to make a big transition. A transition from rock and roll icon to matinee idol, and ultimately to king not only of rock and roll top 40 radio, but also easy listening middle of the road stations. Here's a song that was beginning to make the hint that there might be something different in Elvis's future. It still had the rock and roll beat, but the ballad was there. One Night With You.
One night with you is what I'm now praying for. For things that we two could plan would make my dreams come true. Just call my name and I'll be right by your side. I want your sweet helping hand. My love's too strong to hide. Always live very quiet life. I ain't never did no wrong.
The interesting thing is that his movie career was getting started, and soon he would be turning out musical after musical after musical in almost like factory-like precision. And the writers of the music? Well, many of them knew nothing, if anything, about rock and roll. Elvis made a sixth movie by 1960. It was called Flaming Star. He went to Hollywood on August 11, 1980 for pre-production and began 2 weeks of learning how to ride a horse. He was actually thrown from the horse at one time while practicing riding, but wasn't hurt. This event actually would not sour Elvis on being a horse rider at all. He enjoyed riding horses the rest of his life. Principal photography got underway, with the interior scenes being shot at the Fox Stage in Hollywood on Pico Boulevard, August 16, 1960. That's right, 17 years to the day later, Elvis would be dead. Exterior locations for the Western were shot in the San Fernando Valley at a well-known motion picture ranch near Thousand Oaks. But during the filming of Flaming Star, the thought of Elvis being dead was far, far from anyone's mind. Fans, motion picture producers, music sellers, disc jockeys, they all seemed to think Elvis would be here forever. Elvis recorded the title selection for the movie Flaming Star, and it was a so-so hit. However, Elvis's movies and their soundtracks always sold well, including this one.
Every man has a flaming star, a flaming star over his shoulder. And when a man sees his flaming star, he knows his time has come. Flaming star, don't shine on me, flaming star. Flaming star, keep behind me, flaming star. There's a lot of living I gotta do. Give me time to make a few dreams come true. Flaming star,
flaming star.
When I ride, I feel that flaming star over my shoulder. And so I ride in front of that flaming star, never looking around, never looking around. Flaming star, don't shine on me, flaming star. Flaming star, keep behind me, flaming star. There's a lot of living I gotta do. Give me time to make a few dreams come true. Flaming star. One fine day, I'll see that flaming star over my shoulder. And when I see that old flaming star, I'll know my time has come. Flaming star, don't shine on me, flaming star. Flaming star, keep behind me, flaming star. There's a lot of living I gotta do. Give me time to make a few dreams come true.
Flaming star.
The story of the King for the next few years in the 60s would be It's Lonely at the Top. At least when you're talking about creativity. Elvis seemed to have kissed that goodbye as he made movie after movie after movie, and all of them, by any description, were basically B-movies. However, if you looked at the box office receipts, they were triple A, and he will have morphed from rock and roll icon of the 50s to movie star of the 60s to Family Man before 1970 began. That's right, Elvis was finally going to get married. In his almost three decades of performing, would become an American icon.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away.
What?
Look away. Dixieland. Sing it, Doug. You're on your own, man.
Away, away, away. Dixieland, where I was born. Early Lord, one frosty morn, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Morphing of Elvis from the beginning as a hillbilly country music act, right on through rock and roll's biggest act, then into the movies, then an easy listening champ, then back to entertaining in concerts in Las Vegas to record crowds. And yes, he also returned to his roots of country music. To tell you about one of Elvis's first successful country crossover songs, here's Jerry Reed.
Told me he was driving down the road and heard Guitar Man and said, I want to cut that record. So he came to town to record it, and his producer, Felton Jarvis, called me at home. I was out on the river fishing on my houseboat, see, and my wife, Prissy, said, Felton wants you to call him. So I called him, and he said, Jerry, get down here and play guitar. Said these guitar players can't get this the lick that was on the record. Elvis wants that guitar lick he's playing on record. I said, well, son, just hold it in the road and I'll be there. So I went down there and we teed it up. All we did is we just basically tried to make my track that was, you know, on my record. And we got pretty close to it.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis. Got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck. So I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars. I hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jungles. I roamed 1,000 miles of track. Till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama. Had a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. I was a swinging little guitar man. Show them, son. If you ever take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile. Make it on out to a club called Jack's if you got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor. Digging the finest little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. Guess who's leading that five-piece band? Wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Yeah, yeah.
Coming up, the finale for hour number 8 of Elvis Presley, The Man, His Music, and His Life, and we will deal with that wedding, and also a baby, and a few other things as we get ready to end the turbulent 60s and go into the decade of the 70s. And oh yes, by the way, we'll be announcing the winner of our first Elvis t-shirt. You still have time to get that email into us at jerry@jerrypippin.com. And in 25 words or less, why I wish Elvis were alive today. Production help for this series by Jane Swartley. I'm Jerry Pippin.